With me is park manager Dave Tursti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Dave, you had a park board meeting last night. I understand it was fairly casual.
It was.
Is the season winding down?
It was definitely feeling that way. Yeah, we were in sort of our last meeting in the rec hall, our seasonal rec hall, but we had some hand-me-down furniture from the library that was quite comfortable. Right, we got these library.
All you need is heat. Yeah.
So we're able to sort of lounge a little more than usual. Thank you to the library.
That's right. The library was closed for 2 days, bringing in new furniture and obviously hauling out the old stuff.
It's a lot nicer than what we had. So, it was a nice meeting. We were short a few members, but we had good input from staff. Mike Conchier was there with the golf report. And we finished the season not too terribly down on a five-year average. You know, golf was sort of down this spring. We've been talking all summer about it.
Well, yeah, bad greens.
Bad June. Yeah, bad May. Bad half of July. The first half was good. Second half was bad. August was good. September was good. And so overall, we're just about average with what we normally do. Last year was a really exceptional year. So we're down versus last year at the golf course. But quite an average year.
What about the pool? We're closing in on a different location.
Yeah, the sunsetting of the pool was talked about. Of course, we sell memberships, and we used to have a 12-month membership. We used to have a 6-month, and we used to have a 3-month. Now we're down to the 1-month membership. So the board made a consensus decision to only offer the 1-month membership. And we expect to not be open in the new year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a little bit of talk about when we would close. We would want to align it with the opening of the new pool, the new YMCA, which is on schedule for mid-December. So we would potentially close the pool by January 1st.
Okay. So,
but we want to have a big party before we do.
A pool party.
Yeah, we talked about that, sort of like a, you know, Christmas vacation. Folks are up.
Luau in winter.
Yeah. Get started now on the subcommittee for the pool party.
What has the park board discussed what it's then going to do with that building?
No, we have not delved into that. That'll be an off-season project, I would presume. You know, once we're certain that we will be in the demo mode, I would expect in the springtime. And so we've got time to plan for the future of that site. The master plan projects it as off-water parking, sort of an overflow parking. It's really going to open things up at the entrance there, I think, for people getting in and out of our location, especially with the campers. You know, there's been a lot of congestion. So this at least would allow for some more surface parking.
And speaking of the pool, the Y is going to offer
Swim club. Yeah, swim team. A YMCA regional swim team is coming starting this month. October. It's already October. I believe they're having an open house at the school this Saturday. Emily Marshall from the new Y will be unveiling a new swim team for anyone interested in participating.
This is going to be kind of a regional deal, too. I mean, you're going to be swimming against other communities.
Yeah, all the Ys in the state have this team, and they get together and swim every Saturday for competition, light competition, but it's more about goals and character building and really a quality development program for youth and adults as well. I know it's like 5 to 55 for age. So it's a great new club. It's the Northern Swimmer, the Northerns, I think is their name. And the open house is this Saturday at the high school, I think 1 to 3.
Okay.
Don't quote me there, but go to the YMCA website for more information.
Okay, David. Well, next time we talk to you, we may have snow on the ground.
Let's hope not. We're getting a lot of calls. How late are you open? When are you open till? What's the deal there? And the good news is we never close.
Well, that's true.
We only turn the water off when it freezes. So it could be mid-month. We hope to be full service through MEA. Of course, we've got Moose Madness coming.
Yep.
I want to put a plug in for that because that's a big, big town festival. It's the MEA weekend, 17th through the 19th or so. Moose Madness will be open. We'll have the water on if it's not 25 degrees out. So, yeah, we'll see you in November. We'll certainly be in a different season, and I hope everyone enjoys the fall colors.
They've been spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dave Tursteeg is the manager for the Grand Marais Rec Park here in Grand Marais.